Hello, my name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. I feel weird. I don't know why I can't talk today. But guys, I'm proud of myself. I'm actually being faithful to the podcast. I'm being faithful. She's recording another episode. Hopefully I will post it close, because usually I'll be recording these in batches, and I promise y'all I'll be releasing them like once a month. I'll record them like pretty close together, and that's just, I don't know, that's just how I do, because it ain't like I'm editing it, because I don't edit my podcast. So I don't know why I do that, but I'm like, what am I doing right now? Lord, I haven't slept. Okay, I'm going to get into the episode. Let's talk first. Let me get out the intro. This is Unpurified. The Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. Welcome to my show, I guess, or podcast, or whatever. Okay, let's exit this. I don't know how to talk today. It's whatever. I'll explain all that later. Okay, guys. Let me tell y'all about my day today. So I haven't slept. I have not slept. I've been up like, I don't even know, because I tried to sleep. I've been up since like 3 a.m. and it's 3 p.m. So I've been up for a while. I missed a dose of my medicine. I haven't really eaten today or yesterday. I have a headache and I feel terrible. Oh, I need to get my medicine, but Rite Aid is pissing me off, and I asked them to refill all of my medications. I have 4 medications that I need to be on. They only refilled 1, and it's the one that I need the least. I'm like, I ran out of my meds today, because I knew I was going to run out, because I take it twice a day. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take one today, one tomorrow, and I'm going to miss a dose on purpose. Because I'm like, I can't just go a day without my meds. Because I am a lunatic. I need my medications. So it's just like, I don't know. I know I should have ate. I should have slept. There's things I should have done. But it's just like, I don't know. I know it's like, I'm kind of spiraling a little. But I'm just pissed off, because I'm like, Rite Aid always does this. I did it online. I clicked all the things that I needed online, and they did not have my stuff together. And I'm like, okay, y'all, so I'm going to sell my business. I feel like I'm just going to be real candid on this podcast, because I don't care. Because nobody listens to it for real, except people who care about me, so... We're gonna keep this a sacred place of which there's no judgment. I'm on an antipsychotic, anti-anxiety, and like a diet pill or something that like does something that like makes sure, because antipsychotics can make you gain weight. So I'm on like a diet-y type. I don't know. That's kind of what he explained that medicine, and I did not understand it. But he put me on a medicine that, like, helps control my weight on the antipsychotic. So, I'm on that, and I'm taking vitamin D. So, I get to the pharmacy. They're like, we have your medicine. I look in the bag. All that's in there is the vitamin D. I'm like, girl. I was like, I have 4 medications. And she's like, oh. And she's like, do you want them today? I'm like, yes, I want them today. Girl, I asked you to do this yesterday. Like, I'm just like, they get on my nerves. They're so incompetent. Like, it's just like, it's just so like, it's So you wanted them today? Like when you wanted all of them? Did you really want all of them today? Like, yes, I wanted my medicine. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, I don't know. And I kind of feel like zooted in a way. Because I feel like I'm like experiencing, like my brain has so much going on with it, with the lack of sleep and the lack of food and the lack of meds. And I feel like I'm just on one. And I just feel weird. But I have been looking at stuff, not too much, but like, I don't know, I'm starting to feel a little crazy, which is not good. I know I need to take care of myself, but I don't know, I've been feeling real anxious lately. But I saw a video yesterday of this other girl, who like makes videos about how the bride of Christ is only one woman. And you could tell that she thinks she's that girl. And how she makes her videos, like I feel like she's trying to keep it secret, but you can tell. And I just think it's funny. Cause I was like, that used to be me. That used to be me. So it's like funny when I see it on other people. But it's also annoying. Because we like the same man. But it's also like funny to me because like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't put this on here. I can say what I want though. Don't cancel me. I don't know. I feel like people who like have this thinking of thought process. I can say this because I thought this way. I feel like you can, it really shows your character and like how you treat people, like how you see the world. Because a lot of schizophrenic people have delusions of grandeur, where it's like you think you're the chosen one, or you think you're God, or you think you're Jesus's wife. And like people, there are a lot of people who like have delusions of that nature. And you can kind of tell where their heart is by the way that they talk to other people and how they talk about other people. When they have this line of thinking. Because I'm like, I believed that I was literally queen of the world. I was Jesus' wife, queen of it all. And I did not act any different at all. I did not act different towards people. I did not treat myself as though I was a queen. I did not act arrogantly. Like, I was very humble. Like, I was extremely humble. And even the way, like, a lot of these girls talk about the kingdom of God. And it's just weird to me because I'm like, they act like it's so selective and exclusive, and only the best of the best can get in, only the Christians who are this type of Christian, and if you're still doing the work of God, and if you're following the gospels, and you're doing good work, supposedly, and it's like, y'all hearts are not, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it pisses me off on, like, another level, because I'm like, one thing, okay, you crushing on my man. Another is your heart is not open. Like, you do not have a clean heart, a nice heart. You think the kingdom of God is exclusive, and I don't bang with that. Like, it's like, I don't know why people want to act like this is something that you can earn when it is not. It is a gift. Salvation is a gift that comes without works. It is a free gift that is bestowed upon us that no man can boast. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. And seeing a whole bunch of like girls who are like in love with Jesus in this way, and then being like, only because the only people who are gonna get caught up in the rapture are these types of people. Oh, baby. Babes. Are we not reading the Bible? I feel like there's a lot of things that can confuse you. But there's a whole verse where it says salvation is a gift. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand that line of thinking at all. And it's just like, I don't know. Because I be looking at it and it be making me like, it be making me weak, to be honest. Because I'm like, I feel like out of all the girls, like, if I still believed in this to be true, I feel like I would have been that girl. If he had a wife, it would be me. And that's all, period. Because you girls. Oof. You girlies. Your hearts. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't post this. Because I'm like, I don't know. We all kind of fell for the same thing. So I guess I can't, like, judge, I guess. But I'm just like, I don't know. Seeing this stuff just like, I'm like, okay, girl. Okay. Because there are a lot of girls that are mean. Like, they use it as a way to be mean. And to, like, talk down on people. And be like, I'm so this. I'm so high. I'm like, oh, wow. Do you sound like a disciple? Because I'm like, clearly, I'm like, people were talking about this. Like, these disciples were talking about this. And it was like, hey, I'm going to be the one to do this. I'm going to be the top dog. I'm going to be a king. I'm going to be a ruler. And it's like, look, if you want to do these things, it's, you got to serve. Like, you don't come in with this kind of mind frame. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a servant of all if you want to be, you know what I'm saying? Those who get everything are the least of these. Like, the last shall be first, and this is how God operates. And it's just like, I don't know. To me, it's like, if Jesus is your man, like, you should know this. You should notice. And it's just like, I don't know. You should notice. I feel like you should notice. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't post this. Because I'm tired, and maybe this isn't nice of me to call out, because I don't know. I know a lot of these girls are, like, schizophrenic like me, and they just want to feel special. But I'm like, I don't know. You don't, like, that's not how you do things. You know what I mean? I feel like if this were to be like a real place, because we are, that's the thing, because I'm like, we do become kings and queens after all this is said and done. Like, you could see in a Revelation that God allows people to rule with him as kings. So it's like, we do, like, some of us do become kings and queens. So it's like, I don't know. I can't remember what I was going with this, but I feel like if you were going to be a king, not saying that they're not going to, because I feel like, honestly, I earnestly believe if you've been duped by this and I'm not a queen at the end of this, that would piss me off. And that's the thing, because I'm like, the main thing that pissed me off with this whole thing, like everything about me thinking that I was the bride of Christ and like I was the sole bride of Christ, I did not care about this kingdom at all. I was seeing stuff. I was hearing voices. I was seeing signs about me. I feel like I have to explain this every time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look at my past episodes. I'm schizophrenic. I used to believe that there was only one wife for Jesus, and that was me. And now I can't remember what I was saying. See, I'm really like, I don't know, y'all. I'm really tired. I'm tired. I can't remember what I was saying. I don't even know if I should post this, but I feel like I will. I feel like I will. I think I will. Why? Why? I don't know. Because I want to. Because I want to. And I think I'm making a good point. To a degree. Oh. What pissed me off about the whole thing about, like, me thinking that I'm the bride of Christ and I'm the sole bride of Christ, I never cared anything about the kingdom. I earnestly did not want to be the queen, to be honest. Like, I was seeing signs. I was hearing stuff. I was seeing signs. I kept hearing songs about that was, like, you're my queen. And, like, I was seeing stuff about, like, being a queen and, like, even getting, like, you know, like, prophetic words and stuff like that. And that's the thing, because I'm like, when I was under all of this, I was seeing signs all day, every single day for months. So it's like, I don't know, like I said, I still don't know why I was seeing all those signs if it wasn't true. Still pissed off about Jesus about that. But I was seeing stuff about queen, being a queen. I didn't want that responsibility, because I'm like, I know being a queen comes with like a lot of responsibility, and it's not all it's cracked up to be, because it's like, it's a lot, and it's a lot, it's a heavy weight to carry. So I was like, I didn't want that. Like, I only wanted Jesus. So like, when I was told that this wasn't real, it was like so like heartbreaking and like earth shattering, because I'm like, I truly love Jesus, like, completely. And I'm like, a lot of people talk about Jesus in the sense of, like, because even when I talk to other people about it, they're like, oh, yeah, like, that makes sense. Like, he's a king and he's a ruler. And I'm like, I don't care about none of that. I'm like, I love Jesus because he was always there for me. And, like, he showed up for me. And, like, I felt like he was there. And, like, I couldn't, like, I felt like we had a deep connection that couldn't be severed. And like, I don't know, I just felt like I would never go through something like this with him. But it's also just like, I just trusted him and I loved him. So it was just like, I don't know, I wanted to be with him. And it's just like, I don't know. I guess it like, it makes me sad, because it's like, I see all these other girls who like talk about being Jesus' wife, and like they talk about him, and they talk about him in the position of their title. They talk about him and being like, yeah, well, I'm the bride and I'm the best and I'm the queen. And it's like, you don't love him? Like, you don't love him? Because that's what I wanted. I didn't care about none of that. So it's like, I don't even know. Like, it's, I feel like it's like it's mad disheartening, like trying to like find people who relate to you. And then even seeing these girls who believe what you believe, and they're not even in it for the same reasons that you were in it for. And even in the same sense of like, people, when I see other girls, they weren't deceived in the way that I was deceived. Like, other people, like, they're hear voices. So, like, they're hearing a voice and they think it's God, and they just solely believed off the voice. And so they're like, okay, yeah, this is God. So we're together now. But I'm like, I had a multitude of signs, and most of them were in the natural. I'm talking about TikTok videos, YouTube videos, songs coming up on my playlist. I had two different things that I could listen to music on, which was Spotify and YouTube Music. Seeing the same songs on both platforms. And I would look at a music randomizer. I had a music randomizer website that I would go to, that I would listen to random music, and those same songs would show up in there. And it's not popular songs. And this is like stuff like obscure R&B, obscure rap music, obscure love songs. Like, it's just like, I don't know. The stuff that I went through was just like, it felt like God. I was getting dreams. I had dreams. I had a dream that I saw Jesus. Called him babe in the dream, and he responded back to me. I just like, I don't know. And I still see this this number sign, the number 157, which means I love you, as like romantically, like as lovers. I still see that number all the time, every single day. Now, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just mad disappointing. And it's hard to explain, because I'm like, I feel like I have like a zest or a zeal, I guess, for Jesus that not a lot of people have, even just as a Christian. So it's like even different when you add that layer of like, oh yeah, I'm in love with him. Like, I'm actually in love with him. Still. And I'm still in love with him. And that's the thing that, like, pisses me off about all of this, because I feel like I was duped into falling in love with him, and, like, to this degree. Like, I fell and I felt hard for this man. And it's just like, it's just like, I don't even know. It's so hard to explain. Like, it's so heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And it's like, each time I want to like try and talk about it, it's like I get anxious, because it's like I don't want people to talk about my relationship with him, or like trying to like tell me the things I'm doing wrong. It's hard being vulnerable about it. But like, I loved him. I still do. And it's just like, I've never felt a love that was that deep for anybody. I've never felt so connected to a person, and like so loved and so cared for. And like, we would argue all the time. Like, when we were together, we was always arguing, because I ain't getting no money. I thought he was telling me not to work, so I wasn't getting any money. I was pissed off about that. I was like, okay, my blessing, like, he told me, I was told that my ministry was going to pop off. Because I do have a, I have a daggone post about that. And y'all know that. A podcast episode about that. That I was told that my ministry was supposed to pop off and go viral. And that wasn't happening. And I was like, okay. All right. I have beef with you, mister. I got problems. I got issues. So I was like mad about that a lot. Like we would argue a lot. But it was like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like it was just like, I knew at the end of the day that I still trusted him at the end of the day. Like I was still like, I love you. I trust you. If it's not happening right now, I know it's for a reason. You don't have me doing this for no reason. So I'm like, okay, I know that I can trust you. And that's the thing that I try to like take away from all of this. Because I feel like the one thing that like keeps me from going like crazy, because technically I already am crazy, is the fact that I know that we're still going to get married at the end of the day. And I'm like, okay, there is a wedding. And if it's not one person, then it's to the whole church. And that still includes me. So I'm like, at the end of the day, like that's something I think about all the time when I just get like super angry and pissed off about everything. I'm like, okay, well, like he still loves me and we're still going to get married. And I'm probably going to have all the stuff that he promised me, that he told me that he was going to promise me. So I'm probably still going to like live a life with him in heaven that I would like. But it's just like, I don't know. It's just like the here and now. And even like, cause like, okay, when I was with him, he would always like, he would tell me, I was being led to believe that he was coming to the earth to see me like present day. So like I was like, okay, he said he was going to rapture me up. Because, like, Moses, and there's, like I said, there's biblical precedent for this. Because Moses went up to a mountain, saw him. I think it was Paul. Paul went up to the heavens, visited him for a little bit, came back down. With Hagar, he came to Hagar. He visited her. So, there's biblical precedent for this. And so, at first, I believed I was going to get raptured. And I was going to spend time with him. But then, it, like, flipped. And he was like, I'm going to come see you. And so, then I kept getting prophetic words about him coming to see me. And I'm telling you, I was getting prophetic words, like, literally, like, your husband is coming to you. He's like, and like, literally it was like different stuff. Like your husband is coming to you. Your gift is showing up at your door. Your blessing is coming to your doorstep. And now I understand those are like metaphorical things, but I was taking it literally. And so I was like, oh my gosh, she's like, he's showing up. And like, I was like asking him when he was showing up, and he was like, because at first I was like, I thought he was going to show up for me on Christmas of last year in 2022, because I kept getting Christmas songs, and I was like, oh, does this mean you're showing up for me on Christmas? So I believed that for a really long time. But then once it kind of came close to Christmas, I was like, because there's also other times when like I thought he was going to show up. And I would literally get ready, like legitimately getting ready and like put my makeup on and all that stuff. Cause I'm like, oh, he's coming to get me. So I don't know. I had to like, and I believed it every single time. Like there were so many times where I was like, I was seeing stuff and I was like, oh yeah, he's coming and he's coming to get me. And like when it was Christmas was like after I had my psychotic episode. And everybody in my family knew And it was just like embarrassing. And they're like, he's not showing up. And it's just like, I don't know. It's something about like, I don't know. Like having the hope and then like having people, everybody around you telling you like, no, it's not going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. It's like soul crushing. And I'm just like, I don't know. And I just don't know why I went through all of that. Because I'm like, a piece of me is like, okay, maybe I'm like, I'm living out the prophecy. Because I know that like, even in the Bible, Jesus talks about his return to his disciples like he's coming back tomorrow. Like they thought he was coming back in their lifetime. And I know this is like, in the Bible, it's like, it's coming soon. It's happening soon. And you should get ready. And so I'm like, I'm seeing stuff like this. And I'm like, okay. So I don't know if I'm like actually hearing from Jesus. And I'm just not interpreting it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, he's telling me he's coming to get me. In the sense of like, the rapture. And the second coming. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And like, he's speaking in the, as if it's today when it's not today. So I'm like, I don't know. Cause I'm like, I've been thinking about that. And I'm like, that does sound like him though. Now that I like think about everything, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, I really don't understand why I went through this. And I do think that there are, like, pieces of the prophecy that are true. I think it, like, of what I found, I think it's, like, probably something that's a prophetic word over the whole church. Because even in the sense of, like, being hidden and, like, being, like having all these good deeds, and the deeds are the linen, having the linen, and the linen is the good works of the saints. And like, I feel like that's just, I do think I'm on to something is what I'm saying. I think I'm on to something, but I'm not all the way there. But I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. The main thing, like, I've been dealing with is, like, grieving a loss of, like, of a relationship. And it's just, like, the best relationship I've ever had. And, like, the most connected to a person I've ever felt. And like, it's just hard. It's hard. People are like starting to come into this parking lot, and now I feel a little embarrassed, but I'm gonna keep pushing in. I'm gonna keep pushing through. I wanna talk about this. And I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm not really talking about anything, but then I'll listen to it back and I'm like, no, you making sense. So I'm gonna keep going. But my meds should be ready soon, hopefully. I need to wait like 30 more minutes. They said they were going to text me when it's ready. I said what I said. paint the town red. I don't know. Like I said, the thing I hate the most about all of this, like, the one thing I hate about being wrong is just, like, I wanted him. Like, I didn't care about anything else. Like, I just wanted him. Like, I didn't care about anything else at all. And I kept telling him that. And I was like, because I was telling him the stuff that I wanted. I was like, I want a house. I want a new car. And that was really it. I was like, I want some money. I was giving him a list of stuff because he was pissing me off. And I was like, you taking too long, so I want more stuff. And I was saying stuff about, like, it's like, you need to think bigger, you need to dream bigger. So I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to keep adding to that list every time he pisses me off. So I did, and I have, like, this long list in my journal that I wrote. And I was like, I want a house, I want a car, I want $1 million. I was like, I want you to get me a ring. And I kept telling him about that. I was like, I'm not playing about that ring. I kept talking to him about that ring. I was like, I'm not playing about that. You need to give me a ring. Because I was wearing my own ring that I had bought. And I was like, I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm like, you're going to get me a ring, sir. Mr. Pass of Gold. What did you go do for me? It's hot in here. Dang. Maybe I should roll my window down, but it's kind of loud. It's getting hot. I got it down just a little bit. Ooh, I got the AC on. Let's do that. Actually, I don't want the air coming in my... Let's do that. I don't want the air coming in my... It's mad hot. She bubble. She bad look. She devil. I don't know. But like I said, I just, like, I wanted him. I wanted him for him. Like, I would say all of that stuff, and I was like, okay, like, I care about this, because, like, I mean, it's been a while, and you're pissing me off with how long you're taking to see me. But I was like, at the end of the day, like, I just want you. I'm like, I don't care if we're, like, homeless. I don't care if I could never get another thing. I was like, I just want to be with you. I just want to see you. So it's just like, I don't know. It's hard, like, it's hard having to wake up to, like, to knowing that he's not gonna show up in that way, or at least not as quickly as I would like him to, because again, I don't want to lose, like, I know that he's still gonna show up, you know what I mean? Like, I know at the end of the day, like, I'm still gonna be able to see him, which is the only thing that's giving me hope right now, and the only thing that's even, like, getting me to still have a relationship with him, because I was like, this being, like, false was foul to me. Like, I'm like, I feel like this is, like, the deepest thing you could, like, the deepest, foulest thing you could do to me. And I'm like, dude, I love you. And it's not a game to me. It's not a joke to me. And I even said this before we got together, which was also what pissed me off about it all. And I was like, this is not a joke to me. I'm like, don't be trying to use this for one of your little lessons. One of your little lessons. Because I ain't with it. I was like, this is not a game for me. Like, I love you. I want to be with you. And I was like, if you're not feeling me, just say that. Just say that and we can end this right now. And I saw signs like, I'm not playing with you. I don't want to mess with your dreams because I know I'm in them. That was a sign I saw. Somebody on the TV show saying that. I don't want to mess with your dreams because I know I'm in them. And I was like, okay. All right. Play with me and see what happens. And see what happens. Because it's just like, I don't know, like, this is like so deep to me. And I feel like it's also like just mad embarrassing talking to people. And like even talking to people and just them not getting it. Of like how I could love Jesus or why I love Jesus. And people are like, yeah, like he seems like a really good guy. Like he has really nice qualities, which I get. I don't know. I just feel like they don't get it, which also pisses me off. I'm like, we have always been close. I would talk to him all day, every single day. And that's something that I would do essentially my whole life. Except when I left. But we would still talk when I left. And I would still listen to him when I left. Because he told me to do a bunch of stuff. And I still listened to him. And it's just like, I don't know. I just don't know why he would play with me like this. Why he would put me through this if I'm genuine. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I could see for these other girls, like, no shade. Because these other girls are arrogant. And they don't love him. They love the idea of him. But they don't love him. And I'm like, I could see if I was another girl who just was like, I'm the queen. I'm the baddest. I'm the best. And I was walking around doing all of that and you needed to humble me. But I was not doing that at all. And I'm like, nobody knew. Nobody knew. And I wasn't even going to tell anybody. If I ain't have that psychotic episode, I would have never told anybody that. I'm just... I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm Caillou. But there go that number again. I saw that number again. It's like every time I talk about him, I see that number. It's like, I love you. And I'm like, do you? Do you? I don't know. It just pisses me off because I feel like I'm a rider. I'm like, I'm really here for you. Why would you do me dirty like this? Oh my gosh. I'm like running out of space. Hang on, guys. I'm going to cut this off and do another one. I can't remember what I was saying. That section took so long to load. To load and process that. I forgot what I was saying. But honestly. I don't know. Those are kind of my thoughts on everything. I've just been, like, really tired and, like, I don't know. Like, I've been trying to, like, keep my relationship with Jesus together and, like, trying to piece it together and trying to, like, hold on to some semblance of something. But it's hard. It's been hard. And it's been hard for me to keep it together and get my life together, clearly. Because I have not been taking care of myself. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I could talk about this forever. Because I'm just confused. I'm just confused, and I'm probably going to make another episode about it. So you're probably going to hear it again from me talking about the same stuff over and over. Because I was thinking about going to a prophet to get answers. But the last prophet I saw, last two prophets I saw, were not good. And then another prophet that I saw completely ignored what I asked him about completely. So, I haven't been really having any luck with the prophets. So, I'm really not trying to go to another one or find another one. I'm just like, I'm just annoyed. Just annoyed and hurt and sad. Confused. But like I said, the only thing that's been keeping me sane is like, okay, like I'm gonna see him in eternity. Like we are gonna get together. We're gonna be married. In eternity. And that's the one thing keeping me together. That I am going to see him one day. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's all I got to say. I'm going to go check to see if my meds are ready. So yeah, if you made it all the way to the end of this podcast, thanks for listening. Thanks, you rock. This was a long one, so you rock if you made it this far. So thank you. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called TheBibleIsInclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog, and I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast, so I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian. And it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to. You're not forced into this. But if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website
And there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.